Okay. Welcome everyone to day 26 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. So take a moment to settle in, find your seat, sense of the body, arriving, letting go of the morning you've already had, whatever conversation that was, as best we can. And continuing our discussion of joyful effort, and one of the paramitas, the perfections, the qualities that we can develop in our meditation practice. And no discussion of the paramitas would be complete without talking a little bit about the Bodhisattva vow, or sort of these are the quality, in the traditional way of talking about the paramitas, these are the practices of the person who vows to work towards their own liberation so that they might be a benefit to others, which is a big vow, a big thing. And it's really important to think of that more as an aspiration, right? Not a one and done. So a kind of aspiration or guiding principle. And so I wanted to look at this from both a really traditional kind of way and a more contemporary way. And in the traditional way, I wanted to offer this, which is a prayer. It's traditionally called the prayer of the of Shantideva, who wrote this book called The Way of the Bodhisattva, very traditional way of looking at the paramitas in the Tibetan practice, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, but I wanted to offer the prayer. Because it said that the joy of the Bodhisattva comes from the vow, comes from the aspiration to be of help. That was the thing I needed to say. So, this is one translation. May I become at all times, both now and forever, a protector of those without protection, a guide for those who have lost their way, a ship for those with oceans to cross, a bridge for those with rivers to cross, a sanctuary for those in danger, a lamp for those without light, a place of refuge for those without shelter, and a servant to all in need, for as long as space endures, and for as long as living beings remain, until then may I too abide to dispel the misery of the world. That's a big job. It's a big job. And also, in our culture, it's sort of in ways in which we look at happiness, it's like working towards our own happiness. But this really puts it into the light of, it's me and I'm working towards my happiness so that other people can be happy. So, of course, I Googled research on happiness and helping others to see what they would say. And this is from the CDC, pretty reputable thing. Very quickly said that little article about new research shows that helping others may be the key to happiness. Turns out it's good for us. There's no shortage of research showing that people who give time, money, or support to others are more likely to be happy and satisfied with their lives and less likely to be depressed. Sounds good. And the other last thing I wanted to pull from this is that feeling good and doing good can combine to create a positive feedback loop where doing good helps us to feel good and feeling good also makes us likely to do good. So this vow, which is from really ancient teachings, is really a guide for how to be happy in our lives. Right? It's not me or others, it's me and others. And when we start to expand our sense of how to take care of ourselves so that we can be available to others, so that everyone gets a sense of freedom, it really loops back and creates a sense of meaning and purpose and connection. and dare I say, joy in our lives. So let that be the ground of your practice, the joy of living this bigger life for yourself and others. So, shifting to the formal practice, again, finding your seat, feeling the sense of ground underneath you, the ways in which you are being supported in your life by this group, by your circumstances, your good fortune. And then from that sense of ground, feeling the length of your back so that you're upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight, allowing the shoulders to be relaxed with the sense of opening and softening. So may everyone have the same good fortune you have. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and connection of our practice together.